All right. So what went on last week in the news? Seems like I still stuck. I might have talked about this, but Donald Trump and Dr. Phil had an interview. That was epic showdown. What else has been going on? Same old talk and same old walk by everybody throughout the world in the Middle East. They're still doing the same thing. But I see that soldiers from Israel's side have been passing away. Pray that no more soldiers from either side dies. As soon as we can all agree on one God, then we're all set. Then we're good to go. This is the World News with Israel. Yeah, I got a shout out to Ben Hode on that one. I have another podcast where I do music and I play a lot of his songs, and then I type that whole intro and the exit from another one of his songs. Sorry, Ben Hode. Hopefully you don't sue me. Because honestly, I get it from all angles anyways. Which is just fine. We're going to news.google.com. Oh, sweet. A cactus that looks like it has its middle finger up. Sweet. I'm sure people AI cactuses with its middle finger up all the time. Temperatures expected to soar in the south over sizzling Father's Day weekend. So, yeah, Arizona has been record temperatures lately. Extreme heat to scorch central southern U.S., on Father's Day. Hey, I hope everyone out there has a great Father's Day. You know what? I'd say being a father is probably one of the most overlooked, underrated things ever. Yeah. To have all the weight of everybody. You have the weight of God, the weight of the woman, the weight of the kids, the weight of the world on your shoulders. So good job, men out there. I don't care where you're at. I don't care if you're living under a bridge right now. You're still great in my eyes. And going to be greater here shortly. All right. So, yeah, there's storms. It was showing like the whole southeast has a heat wave. And just the northwest seems to be the only one without a big super heat wave. Rochester's Hill splash pad shooter found dead. Oh, great. They're shooting up the splash pads now. Anywhere kids are, man. It's like, all right, let's go. But that's kind of like how the other side plays, though. It's kind of what I did notice. All right, so they're going after little kids, huh? In public parks, like splash pads. That's sad because splash pads are fun. I like splash. Maybe we just need indoor splash pads that they can watch in bulletproof windows, and they can watch us playing the splash pads. We smile and wave while they're shooting at the bulletproof glass. But they can't come in. All right. 8 injured in random shooting at Rochester Hill splash pad. Shooter dead. So they killed the shooter. Super cool. All right. Detroit pastor thanks Trump for visiting the hood as Biden and Obama, who never came, attend L.A. fundraiser. Oh, so Trump's in the hood. Huh. Ukraine peace talks held in Switzerland. Though Russia isn't invited. Okay. So Ukraine peace talks held in Switzerland. So, yeah. Ukraine went up to Switzerland. I want to say Vladimir Putin, but it's Vladimir Zelensky. Is in Switzerland. So I'm just trying to piece that all together. The banking stuff's in Switzerland. And like the Royal Guard, I think, is in Switzerland. Or not the Royal Guard. The Royal. What are they called? They're like the guys. All I ever picture, honestly, Switzerland people doing is running around with like cross country skis on and rifles. So it's like, if you're not into cross country skiing with rifles and you can't do that, I wouldn't suggest playing around in Switzerland during the winter. And I don't know what they do in the summer, but I'm assuming like biking or something. I don't know. Though Russia isn't invited, so Russian Vladimir Putin is not invited. Right-wing media outlets use deceptively cropped video to misleading claim Biden wandered off at G7 summit. They've been doing this. I kind of been noticing that. Like, they showed him saluting Maloney in Italy, but I never seen that on the film. So I'm like, where did they get that from? Then they show him wandering off, and I didn't see that in the film. Maybe I did see that in the film, though, honestly. If we're going to be totally honest with you, I might have seen that part in the film. But I still didn't believe it because it looks so photoshopped or whatever you want to call it, After Effects. All right, homeless woman breaks into a hotel and destroys room. They probably do that all over the world. GameStop, Ryan Cohen cashes in. Yeah, so everyone in America is just waiting for this piggy bank to break. And basically, when it does, GameStop and AMC and Roaring Kitty are going to the moon, baby. I'm on the AMC train. I missed out on the AMC train. And I'm just going to tell you the truth about why I'm on the AMC train. All right, I'm going to try to open up to you. I like opening up to you. So basically, I was sitting at a golf place. So I played golf for a minute. I'm terrible at golf. Don't ask me to golf with you unless you're Trump. Maybe I'll go golf with you. But it's because maybe I could beat him. Not really, but maybe. So I was sitting there, right? And this guy came up to the bar and he passed this bill across the table. And it seriously looked like one of those golden Wonka dollars. I don't know if it was an American dollar, but in that moment, I just, my spirit seen gold. And looking back, as far as I can recollect, the dude, I could just picture Adam Aaron doing that the whole time. So, yeah, so come on, Adam Aaron, give me a Wonka dollar and a piece of gold. Or however many stocks, one per stock, that's what I'd like. Gold round ounce, thank you. Public split over who should lead anti-Netanyahu bloc at next election. How about there's no more anti blocks? How about that? How about this pro bloc? I'm pro Torah. So am I. And then you got like 500 people that are pro Torah. And then it's like, okay, now what do we do? Now hopefully we establish a government. What kind of government? A Torah-based government. Oh, what does that mean? Oh, that means we just follow these 613 laws and that's it. And never ever can they make one more law and make us follow it. Oh, that sounds good. What's there to rebel against? Nothing. That's why it's a good government. Prince Andrew likely to deploy secret weapon for Royal Lodge. Yeah. Prince Andrew's got a secret weapon. Hopefully she's a hottie. Bitcoin whales go insane. Unloading $4.1 billion in Bitcoin as price crashes 9%. Oh, that's right. Bitcoin, the Ponzi scheme thing. That's what Trump was trying to say, that guy outside. Like, I ever said this. Like, dude, Ponzi scheme. It's going to crash so fast, you ain't going to get out of that. There's no possible way you're going to get out of that. They used all that $9 billion to party on boats and crap while you was buying that. So at the end of the day, I'm kind of glad I didn't buy it, unless I would have bought it and then I would have cashed out about probably like 4 months ago. Or right now, like right this second, which everybody's married to. The U.S., and then they're going to try to get actual dollars for it. Oh, man, that's going to cause a collapse in and of itself. Now I'm starting to think it through here. It's like, damn, aren't there economists paid to think this stuff through? Or am I the only one that thinks things through around here? All right. The U.S. supports a just and lasting peace for Ukraine. Harris tells Zelensky at Swiss. I honestly don't think they're going to give Zelensky the weapons. like that he wants in the time frame that he wants them. I don't know why, but somebody's holding up something here. And I don't know if Kamala Harris is helping hold him up or what's going on. Or sorry, I had to throw you out there, Kamala, but you're the last one to be seen with Vladimir Zelensky. Just saying. So, six swing states set to decide the U.S. election. So, six of them. I'm guessing that New York decides it. If I was going to guess this U.S. state. U.S. imposes sanction on Israeli group that attacked Gaza aid. Oh, great. More sanctions. The sanctions that are really worrying, though, and I didn't talk about this yet, is a Saudi Arabia petrodollar sanction, where it's like, we're not backing your dollar no more, and the ruble collapsing sanction, where it's like, the ruble's down X percent. So, that's not fun either. And like I said, if you get that book, Aftershock, that's about the bubble quakes. And it's just like housing market, dollar, stock market. I'm not sure if the dollar is the second one. I'm going to have to go look back at that just so I know for sure what that is. All right, Apple joins the race to find an AI icon that makes sense. Oh, great. An AI icon that makes sense. Well, I'll design you one if you need one, Apple. Like, I could probably do that in 2 seconds. Pixel camera update makes taking great photos even more effortless with its latest Pixel camera update. So, makes taking great photos even more effortless. Let's see what it is. Sometimes when I click on stuff, I just don't want to deal with all the pop-up windows. Let's see. And then they want to sign up. Okay. Pixel Fold will get a revised lens option. The update includes improve HDR Plus that will capture and create optimal photos for the best results. So basically, it's just going to optimize all your video frame by frame to make sure that you get the best possible frame every time. iOS 18 brings math and conversion support to your keyboard. That's probably smart, but really, I'm just amazed the world doesn't use one standardized, even if we got rid of a standard system, because no one really likes that, dude. Everybody dividing by 16 and stuff. I know over in England, you guys are like, oh, this is easy. It's got to do base 10. No, over here, and where the standard system to use, we use base 16 or something like that. And when you're building a house, base 12. Oh, it's just ridiculous. I don't even know if it's base 12. I've never built a house, but I'm just saying one time somebody said it was something like that. And it is, too, because 12 times 12 is 144, and for some reason you had to know that. Inside Out 2 is 2024's biggest box office opening weekend. Oh, nice. Inside Out. Yeah. What's going to be cool is if GameStop does buy AMC, because then at least you can do live gaming. I have this figured out like 20 years ago. I was wanting to do live gaming in bars and stuff, but nobody ever wanted to hang out with me because I was just stupid, I guess. But one of these days, maybe somebody wants to hang out and be like, yo, those are cool ideas. Wow, how come no one ever showed up? It's because they're haters? Like, why you think? Why do you think? So, we got time for about one more story. We're at 14 minutes. Try to make this 15 minutes long. June 17 tax deadline. I wonder how many people actually paid their taxes. I'm guessing not as many as could have this year. Doctor Who, Empire. That's why I like making below the poverty level. Then they just give you money at the end of the year. It's like, yeah, I'm broke, and I can't barely live, but at least I get this $1,000 at the end of the year from you. That's a nice chip, pat on the back. Like, here you go, buddy. Things aren't too bad. You can eat this week. So anyways, that is the world news with Israel. Shalom.
ישראל יקום דור קדוש להביא עוד לבבות אלוהים נתמסר לעבודה עד שדור